Lifelong Richmond resident and former city councilor Harold Steeves has been awarded the Freedom of the City, the highest honor a local government can give to one of its own. Steeves was born in Richmond and is the great-grandson of Manoah and Martha Steeves, one of the founding families after whom Steveston is named. He was first elected to municipal council in 1968, 22 years before Richmond was designated as a city, and has worked more than 50 years in public service. After serving as an MLA from 1973 to 1975, Steeves returned to Richmond City Council in 1977, and served until he decided not to run for re-election in 2022. As an NDP MLA, Steeves focused his energy on creating the Agricultural Land Reserve to safeguard farmland and rural areas from development. Steeves helped preserve Gary Point Park, shipyards. He also played a key role in preserving Gary Point Park, Richmond Nature Park, Britannia Shipyards, and the Gulf of Georgia Cannery. If that wasn't already a big deal for recognizing Steeves' hard work in the city, he's also created new organic plant and vegetable hybrids that work well in Canada's cold, wet weather, and he keeps supporting sustainable, locally grown food. Harold Steeves has dedicated most of his life to making Richmond and British Columbia better for everyone, said Mayor Malcolm Brody when announcing the honor during Tuesday's City Council meeting. During his time as the province's longest-serving elected politician, Harold made a tremendous impact on community life, particularly in the Steveston area, the preservation of farmland and heritage, as well as environmental issues. Our city and province are much better thanks to his commitment and many contributions. Steeves is the sixth individual to receive the Freedom of the City honor, with longtime Mayor Greg Halsey Brandt having received his in 2013. Previous honorees include longtime mayors Gil Blair and Henry Anderson and longtime council members Bob McMath and Archie Blair. The 12th and 39th Service Battalions have also received Freedom of the City recognition. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Email your thoughts for our letters section to editor@richmond-news.com.